Our next topic is planning and efficiency issues with large volume real estate transactions. And our speakers are Caitlin DeYoung and Jacob Schippenbode. Caitlin is an attorney at K&L Gates and is a member of the firm's power practice. Her practice focuses on the development, acquisition, disposition, and financing of renewable power projects. Caitlin leads teams of attorneys from some of K&L Gates' most significant renewable power clients and brings to bear her understanding of renewable power projects to address risk allocation and craft practical solutions in the context of strategic transactions, project financing, and tax equity. With a deep background in real estate and development, Caitlin also guides clients with the negotiation of real estate documents, title, survey matter, land use, and other development agreements. Jacob serves as the Senior Energy Underwriting Counsel at First American Title Insurance Company. In this role, he has underwritten billions of dollars in solar, wind, and battery projects, as well as managing client relationships. His experience also includes assisting clients with oil and gas, environmental concerns, natural resource, federal lands, and mining. Let's welcome them today.
Awesome. Hi, everybody. So we are excited to be talking to you guys about the very exciting topic of title insurance. I know everyone has been waiting for this presentation. We're going to break down our conversation today kind of in three different parts. First, we're going to talk about just the lifespan and the timing of getting a title policy. Next, we're going to talk about some tips and tricks about making things more efficient and organized. And then last, we're going to hit on some key endorsements and just kind of the timing of considerations, both from like an underwriting perspective and just timing overall with your project. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to my friend Jake to get us started.
Thanks, Caitlin. I've been an outside real estate counsel for developers. I have been an in-house real estate attorney, a developer of real estate, and now with the title company. So on the one hand, it's like, geez, pickling guy, like, let's settle down. On the other hand, though, maybe that broad experience could be helpful today as I present and throughout the week. If you have questions about title, please approach. Let me know. I'm happy to talk about it. As Caitlin said, it's a very fun topic for most people. So we love talking about it, and we often refer to ourselves as title nerds. It's what we do. It's what we love. So as this is an essentials class, we want to kind of take a very basic approach to how title works. And so title, as I said, it can be a little opaque, right, for people that aren't inside the title world. And even within the title world, renewable energy can be very different than like commercial or residential. And a lot of that is because these energy projects are so large, right? A standalone battery project may be somewhat confined. A solar project, though, can have, as you know, dozens, if not more, parcels involved. And a wind project can have hundreds. And so being able to organize all of that and keep everybody moving together in the same direction can be difficult. And so that's kind of what we want to talk to you about today. And I'm going to start by just kind of walking through the title process so you get a sense for how it flows. And then we'll get into kind of the tips and other things. So first of all, how do you order title? Like, where does the process start? It often starts when you as a developer or your client goes out and starts optioning land, either a lease option or a purchase option for the property that you're going to be building on, or an easement. In the case of wind, often you go straight to lease, right? So as you sign up that land, then you will come to your title company and you'll say, First American, here's the property that we need searched, right? And so what's helpful to get it kicked off? First of all, obviously the county in the state, where are we looking? Every county, every state is a little different in how they deal with titles. So that's kind of the foundation. We're also going to want to see the parcel ID. And every county, right, calls it something a little different or whatever. You have an APN or a PID, whatever it might be. It's the individual identifier the county gives to a particular parcel. So that's a very important piece of information to give us. A legal description. You often can, you know, you have those because you've already optioned some of the land, right? But otherwise, let us know. But a legal description is super helpful. And then finally, what type of project are we starting here? And how big is it going to be? Is this going to be?